Good morning. I'm Courtney. Earlier in the year, I asked Pastor Heidi if I'd be able to write a sermon and preach over my winter break. She and Pastor Paul were really happy, and I was really happy that they were on board. As Pastor Paul said, I'm considering going to seminary after I graduate from Carroll. And for a while now, probably since I started confirmation, I've had that feeling or calling that I should become a pastor. The moment that really opened my eyes to it was my junior year when I went on the church mission trip to Sky Ranch Lutheran Camp in Colorado. One of our days there, much of the camp and our group gathered around this brick wall in the forest, imitating the Wailing Wall. The Wailing Wall was originally the outer wall of the temple that Solomon built for God in Jerusalem, and it is part of the holiest place in the world for Jews. We were all told to write a note to God. Unfortunately, I don't remember exactly what I wrote on that small sheet of paper, but I do remember looking around at everyone writing theirs, and there was a sort of magic in the air. Sitting on that log in the forest on top of a beautiful mountain in silence really hit me. I had that calling from God that I needed to spread His word by being a pastor. It sounds kind of cliche, but it's exactly what it was. God spoke to me. The rest of high school, I had that feeling, but I kind of pushed it down because I wasn't sure if it was right for me. Pastor Courtney just didn't seem fitting. Pastor Heidi told me once that she had those same feelings and thoughts, but we both had those callings for a reason, and we shouldn't smother them. So I'm preaching to you right now to start my journey. So I'm going to start out telling you a story about darkness and light. Nick was sick. My friend's brother was not feeling well, so his mom took him to the doctor to get him checked out. They said he was fine, and if anything, it was the flu. So they took Nick home. Nick's mom is a nurse, and later that night, she had that feeling, or that nurse and mom feeling, that he wasn't okay. She rushed him to the hospital. The doctors diagnosed him with Burkitt's lymphoma. He had a giant tumor in his intestinal area. Their family was heartbroken. If they wouldn't have gotten Nick to the hospital when they did, he wouldn't have been with them the next day. I cannot even imagine how much darkness and hopelessness covered my friend's family that day. However, they did not let it run their life. Nick's family was nothing but hopeful after the sudden shock of what had happened. With the help of God's strength, hope, encouragement, and lots of praying, the light of Christ captured them. Even in the darkest of times, with their 6-year-old son that was diagnosed with cancer, they remained optimistic and positive that Nick would be okay. And he is. Nick is now 12 years old and healthier than ever. God is always with us. He is the light in the darkness. During the month of January, the Northern Hemisphere experiences a gradual lighting throughout the darkest time of the year. This lines up perfectly with the time in the church. Actually, it was done on purpose. Jesus was most likely not born on December 25th, or even in the winter. His birth and light brings hope during the dark time of the year. It is easy to feel sad, hopeless, lazy, and even seasonally depressed during the short winter days. The sun rises later in the day and sets earlier. I totally get it. It's sad. Imagine living in Alaska at this time. The average amount of daylight during the season is about 4 hours. That's almost a whole day of total darkness. How do Alaskans deal with it? They call it 30 days of night. I would feel hopeless and pessimistic. However, I imagine that they are very grateful for the 4 hours of daylight they do get. There is always a light in the darkness, and Jesus is a light in the dark times. God revealed a star, a very bright light in the sky, to announce that Jesus had been born. We praise Christ as a light, not only at Christmas, but year-round. When Jesus was born, the gifts of the Magi were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Gospel from Matthew reads, God's promise shines bright in the night as Magi follow a star to honor a new king. Each one of these items represents something. Gold indicates Jesus is a king. Frankincense symbolizes his anointing as king. And myrrh foreshadows Jesus' death because myrrh is used in embalming. These three gifts represent that Christ, not Herod, is king. He is the light. Today is the last day of the Christmas season. The 2 Sundays after Christmas are a celebration of the birth of Jesus. This week begins the season of Epiphany. Epiphany essentially means that something is revealing itself. This season is where the Son of God reveals himself to the world. He wants to bring the world out of the darkness and into the light. God sees the world as a place filled with darkness. And if we look around us, we can see darkness everywhere. In the media, in everyday life, materialism, selfishness, and in the small things some people say, we can see it. people are sinners, but regardless, God forgives us. He sent His only Son to earth to shine light on His people, to forgive our sins, to love all. In the reading today, God promises salvation to all, no matter who you are. The light of God is always present and strengthening us. Ephesians 3, verses 8 and 9 states, "Although I am less than least of the Lord's people, the grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles in boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden to God who created all things. God gave me grace to share the good news of Christ to you and to all. The gift of grace affects my life every day, and I'm sure it affects all of your lives as well. I do things wrong all the time, and we all make mistakes. But how lucky are we to receive God's unmerited forgiveness and love? It's amazing. In exchange for that forgiveness, the least we can do is to spread God's word. And today I've been able to spread God's love and good news to you because of grace. And how cool is it that I'm beginning my call at a church called Grace?" Please take a moment to thank God for bringing a constant light into our lives. Also, how has God been a light in your life, and how can you be a light in someone else's life?